Welcome back to all of our loyal listeners and to the new ones. This is Podcast ng Rofer Students, tamang kwentuhan, tropa-tropa lang at walang plastikan. And for tonight's episode, ay ma-i-interview natin ang isa sa mga idol namin. And bago namin ipakilala, hayaan mo muna sabihin namin sa inyo ang sponsor for tonight's podcast. But let me tell to you first na this podcast is powered by Anchor. To all of your podcast needs, you can go ahead and download that app to use it and start your podcast today. Maraming salamat po sa Anchor and sa Spotify.
This episode is sponsored by Bilibili, a number one app for anime TV shows and gaming platform. Are you tired of watching annoying ads while watching anime? Bilibili got your back with almost 1,000 plus of anime episodes that is licensed. You can watch your favorite anime in 4K quality without any ads, anytime, anywhere. Also, if you are a VTuber looking for a platform to showcase your talent, you can go ahead and be a part of Bilibili V-Star program. With fixed salary and generous incentives, you can go ahead and earn money while building your support base with lots of anime users waiting for you. And join now! Bilibili, 1 million dreams, 1 community. Pinoy comics, Pinoy creators, 1 community. Pwede mo nang putahan yun for free. Penlove.ing. Para sa mga dekalibreng kwento at sining galing exclusively sa imaginations, experiences, and mythologies ng Pinoy. Gusto mo makita kung paano tayo lumikha ng sci-fi, fantasy, comedy, romance, drama, suspense? Punta na sa penlove.ing. Pinoy comics in one place.
Yes. Thank you for that, the sponsorships and introduction, Nico, Jerpy. So, today, good evening, classmates. Balik tayo sa dating gawi. Tayo magpupuyat na naman. Sama-sama tayo magpuyat at matulog ng alas 3 ng madaling araw for today's podcast episode. So, for today, we will be joined by a well-known journalist who covers VTubers as well. So, malay nyo, for sure, madami siyang kwento and malay nyo, meron din siyang mga chika for us, di ba? Malay nyo lang naman. So, yeah, everyone, settle down and don't forget to take notes as we all welcome Sir Jay. Wait, sabi mo wag na mag-sir. Hello po! Hi, Jay. I'm sorry. Sabi mo wag na mag-sir, pero sige.
Oo, tama. Hello. Tama yan. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, students. I am your guest professor at the moment. My expertise is more on media, online media. And I also do a podcast called Keepsakes. Pero ang pinaka-active talaga ako at the moment is this website for VTuber news. It's called Newstrap. It's powered by Kawa Entertainment. And every week, we release a digest of all the news that has happened last week. It just so happens that we're going to delay the release because the week has been very overwhelming once again. So, well, allow me to say na ang tanda-tanda ako na po pero ayokong tumanda. I've been here in the community since 2008, and my first event was Anime Overload Festival 2009. It was a one-shot event, hindi na natuloy yung wala nang sumunod na ganong festival. Pero that opened the window for me to be part of the community, the anime cosplay community. So, yun, that's basically it. I think I've covered naman yung unang dalawang questions sa intro. well, typically, even in our podcast, may talagang part talaga na, okay, here's the questions that we would like to ask you. So, this is a good habit.
Yes. So, yeah, thank you din po for that, like, a little bit something about yourself and what you cover and what you do with your podcast as well. So, yes, Kuya Rolf. Wait, Kuya Rolf will be the first one to, like, ask you a few questions. So, Kuya Rolf. Andiyan ka pa ba?
Tulog, hello. Tulog. Dito pa ako. Akala ko tulog eh. Ano, sleeping.
Akala tulog na.
Hindi, nakabuelo ako eh.
Ayun, no? Ano pang buelo mo? Lipovitan, Cobra?
Ah, Lipovitan tayo.
Yun,
old school
no?
Tayo, old school.
Oo. Pag hindi, ano...
Matanda eh, no?
Hindi, ayaw nating tumanda. Yun talaga yung katotohanan.
Tama.
Sige, boss.
Hello, sir. Nga pala, sorry. Nag-sir na naman ako.
Okay lang yan, okay lang yan. Oo, sige. Mamaya may kwento ako about why.
Ah, okay. Why sige, yan. May kwento agad, ah. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Ay nga, nasabi niya na, nasagot niya na agad yung unang tanong ko. Yung introduce yourself and tell us a bit something about you. Pero eto na lang, sir. Kamusta kayo ngayong araw? Yun na lang.
Okay, nagaling ko lang ng SM Mega Trade Hall. Just happened to check out yung event ni Comiket. They were having a lot of art stuff, fan-made merchandise. And hindi to makikita ng mga listeners natin sa Anchor, sa Spotify, but I have merchandise from a VTuber. Hold on. This one here is a collection of DJ Sandy stickers from this VTuber from Malaysia named Manika Kuramu from Project Hikayat. Nandito siya sa Pilipinas. Nagtatago lang. Sabi ko, uy, calling card ni Manika Kuramu. Kasi tinuro ko agad eh. And then napabudol ako. Diyos ko. Well, if that, especially if this is a set made by a VTuber, why not?
Tama,
sparkling
tama.
Stickers. It sparkles. Hindi lang halata sa camera. Hindi oras.
Parang, ano yan? Parang pack ganun. Marami siyang ano.
Sticker. It's a sticker pack for 200 pesos. So that's why... Yeah!
Mabubudol talaga.
Budol. Oh yeah. I also got this Muna sticker from
Artsy_CO
on Twitter. Artsy_CO. Ano pa ba? The thing about that Comiket event, ang daming Genshin merch, pero bihira lang yung nakita ko na VTuber merch. Sorry. Stickers and all. Mga ilala, mga select lang. Well, buong Pilipinas naman, Genshin Impact.
Tama. Grabe nga. Halos lahat ng mga hindi cosplay con eh. Tinatawag nila Genshin Con.
Like, okay. This one is the last stock of a sticker from Crimson Lion.
Anya na ano. Artwork.
Anya Mili. Hindi Anya Mili, Anya Mili.
Anya Mili. Right. Oh, nice.
Yeah, Anya Mili. Yes. Yes. Oh, nice. I almost forgot. Apomo pin. Ang cute niya.
Oh, a pin.
This is from Sorachi. Yan. So, napagasos po uli ako, ladies and gentlemen. I was supposed to be speaking English on this podcast because we may have international audience with us. So,
okay.
I don't think I see a lot of international audience. Maybe it's just late this time. But I'm saying hi to the guys who's just having their Sunday EST, Eastern Standard Time. Sige, please proceed with the question.
Okay, thank you. And salamat datang to some of our viewers. Mostly, some of our viewers are from Indonesia. So,
yeah. Ay, salamat. Welcome. Salamat malam. Salamat malam.
Okay, for the next question, can you tell us about what is Keepsakes? Like, how did you come up with the name or how did you decide on the name?
Okay, so long story. In 20, I was, you know, here's the thing. I'll go back to 2010. I was part of this group blog called Deremoy.com. It's a Deremoy project. And it's a blog about anime culture, cosplay culture. So we post cosplay photos, we post anime reviews. Uso pa nun ng anime review blogs. And, you know, the thing about it is that, of course, we want to be unique. We want to have our unique tone of voice. We tend to lean on some controversial matters. Pero in 2015, I did the unthinkable and relied on a friend na who's at that time was our proofreader, kasi kailangan namin na proofreader. And we asked a taboo question to an international artist.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Yes. Yes. Nagulo ako doon. Okay. So I was saying that we asked a taboo question. I asked a taboo question in front of the fans. So the ending was trigger warning. I almost unalived myself after that, kasi I'm being bashed left and right it's justified naman kasi we ask a taboo question we should. So yun, that's something na I regret at the same time. Parang I don't really feel bad nowadays kasi the outcome of that incident led to organizers to really review the questions being asked by the audience. So Deremoy died. Nagsolo kami. Yung mga kasama namin, they went on to their own ways. Yung isang colleague, he end up writing I think during his time sa Deremoy, he has one of his BL works. Nung uso pa yung Wattpad. So moving back, yun nga, I contemplated a lot. And saktong-sakto, that was during the end of my internship sa Rappler. And the Rappler, the HR or my supervisor sa Rappler was asking na, ito ba yung ginawa mo ba to during your internship at Rappler? Because people were pointing at me because I was an intern at Rappler at that moment. And thankfully, that incident in 2015 happened after I finished my term as an intern. Fast forward to the following year after that, 2016, ano, I'm trying to rebuild myself and all. So nag-isip ako ng bagong pangalan kasi you can't just put your name there, Jay Agono. You can't just put your name there out front and center. Baka mamaya your name still triggers a lot of people. Or so I think. And then I thought of a name called Keepsakes. Kasi memento mori, in the end of the day, I will need like a record of what I did during my childhood, during my prime time. Ano, I already had a hunch na... Trigger warning ulit. I already had a hunch that I may end up with dementia. With all the mental trauma that I had. With all the applied mental trauma that I had. So, Keepsakes. Medyo grim yung pangalan, ano, pero... pero look at me. I was able to go to places. In 2018, I went to several events. Such as in Davao City, I covered my first World Cosplay Summit national qualifiers, no? In 2018. That was in Davao. And then after that, I went to Singapore for the 10th anniversary of Anime Festival Asia. And then, after that, pumunta pa ako ng Cebu. Ang yaman ko noon, no? Pumunta pa ako ng Cebu. And then, that was a high time for me. And doon ako nakapag-build uli ng relationships outside of the cosplay community sa Metro Manila. I do still have connections. Pero moreover than that, kasi ang hirap i-rebuild uli ng connection na nasira na dahil nawala ng tiwala sa yung tao eh. I say, it's all a matter of trust. And it's on a case-to-case basis, as always. So, Keepsakes was fully established around mga 2022. I ended up with that name. So, I hope that answers the question.
And it very much indeed it has. Grabe.
Grabe, ano? Ang lalim ng tayo. Yan yung mga bagay na hindi ko kinakwento usually when I talk about what's the name, what's the ano name behind Keepsakes? Mm-hmm. Memento Mori, basically.
Oh, grabe. Okay, chat, thanks, Sergey, for sharing that piece of information to us. We are so blessed about that information. Grabe, sir, na nabigla ako. Sobrang lalim pala nung ano, pinagkuhaan yung keepsake.
Partida, if I were to answer Homimi's reaction in the chat, I was not new to the community in 2015. 2010 po, oo, pwede pa. That was, kakak-celebrate lang ng 5 years ng Deremoe, around the middle of that year, and then malalaman mo na lang, tapos na pala kayo before the year ends. And I was graduating from college at that time. So parang inisip ko, that was September 21. 4 days after that, or 3 days, 2, 3, 4 days, magbe-birthday ako. Hindi na ako nag-birthday.
Okay.
Lalim, no?
Oo, oh, grabe. Medyo nagpa-process pa. Pero, ayun nga, grabe yung, ano, hindi lang pala literal na basta, ayun, keepsake lang, memento, ganun.
Talaga pala. Memento mo rin talaga. Malalim ang pinagugutan yan.
Opo. Okay. Kaya, so, again, sorry for the, at least a week, as Jay gave us a warning about the trigger.
So, magbibigay talaga ng trigger warning. Sige, please proceed.
Very thank you, sir. Again, okay, proceeding, moving forward rather, how did your passion in journalism started?
Well, paano ba? Prior to Deremoe, I was already building my blog. Ang dami kong pangalan na ginamit, a pseudonym and all. If you check on archive.org, there's, you can search the name JP Angeles. I do not like my last name before.
Okay.
I used a pseudonym. I did a lot of content at that time. No? Parang feeling ko, andyan lang yan. That's it. Parang, cringe content ko yan. The only content that I had that is not cringe na natatandaan ko, there are two actually. One is I was present during the launch of SM Tickets around 2014 ba yun? 2000 or I think that's 2000. Ang tagal na kasi ng SM Tickets eh. And two, when I featured the first maid cafe in the Philippines that is outside of the events scene, Maidol's Cafe, which was also featured at that time on Reuters, on TV5, that was a lot. And it was in Cainta, kung saan ako nag-aaral ng high school. So, yun. After that, siguro ang dami kong mga cringe content na parang ayoko nang balikan. Kasi hindi pa ako developed noon, hindi pa ako hinug noon eh. Oo. That was 20, that was my first year high school.
Parang around high school, nagiging interested na kayo sa mga yung mga
grade
reports.
Grade 6 naging interested ako when my mom bought a PC na ginagamit namin, and nagka-internet kami, yung Smart Pro na tinatayo na mataas. Oo. Yun talaga eh. That was a prime time.
I see. Grabe. At least sa grade 6 at a young age, like you found your passion.
2006 yata yun. If I remember correctly, 2006. Ano na nga uli taon ngayon? 2022? Tanda ko na, no? Ayoko tumanda. Friendster, MySpace tag, Hi5, Bebo, MySpace, Lycos, Tripod, Yahoo Messenger, Buzz, ano pa ba? Microsoft Messenger, ayan, Yahoo Mail.
Mga bago FB pa yun. Bago pa
mag-FB pa lang yun. Pasok pa lang Facebook noon. Wala pang Discord noon.
Wala pa.
IRC pa lang noon. Tito talaga ako. May pamangkin na ako eh.
Kahit nga ako. Pero ayaw ko patanggap.
Ayan, tanggapin mo na. At least tito ka na.
Slowly. Natatanggap ko na.
Yan. Okay, sige. Next.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, sir, as well. Again, moving forward, how did you come up with your contents? Parang paano yung naisip na, ganito gawin ko, ganun. Something like that.
Oh yeah, no, you were talking about journalism at that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think hindi ko nasagot yun na maayos. Can we go back to that question?
Okay, sir. No problem.
Kasi what I'm doing is not, what I don't treat it as journalism if I compare it with the some of the work that my friends do. Like, let's say, if you're familiar with the Manila Times, yung health reporter niyan, he's really into anime prior to being in the health beat. So, that's journalism right there. Just journalism right there. Nagtapos yun ng journalism. I finished communication in one of the biggest private schools in Rizal. And safe to say na parang that was more communication in general. Parang mas comba. So, wala yung major in journalism, news writing and all. It's it's more of a general learning ng mass com. And, you know, as much as I wanted to go to journalism school or any other prestigious university, at that time, parang inisip ko, dito na ako, parang contented na ako na I'm building my blog, and what I learned from school is something that I can develop over time in blogging. Nung uso pa yung blog.
Parang peak blog.
Peak pa lang yun.
Parang pastime yung blogging.
Nung hindi pa nagiging derogatory term ang salitang blogger. So I don't call it journalism per se. It's more of content creation.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Ayun yung parang panahon na pa-start pa lang yung mga sikat na YouTubers yan, ngayon.
Blogspot.
Blogspot.
Blogspot yan. Tapos Multiply, yung may blog pang Multiply. Nung buhay pang Multiply.com. Sige. Yung question ulit, yung sunod na question.
Okay. Yung, again, I'll repeat the question, sorry. How did you come up with your contents?
How do I come up with my content? Kung may gusto akong sabihin, it's out of the blue. Pag may idea ako na I felt that it makes sense, susulat ko, post ko agad. Pero talaga nung hindi pa ako hindi pa ako nasasanay sa vlogging. Ang dami kong sinasabi ng parang revelation na Sky Cable was owned by ABS-CBN. That was my first blog in 2015, ganun. Or 2005-2006 yata, yun ano. Hindi ko na rin tanda. Pero that was still grade 6. Parang feel, outcast pa rin ako noon. Weirdo akong tao eh. Bakit?
Grabe naman.
Well, I do not degrade myself to ano. Pero I just simply accepted the fact na ganito ako, and at the same time na I let myself be myself.
Gaya nga sinabi nila, before you love someone else, love yourself first. Ay,
sabi mo yun.
sorry na. Okay. Parang on the spot lang kayo, parang
no, on the spot lang, just like any other content creator na may gustong sabihin or mema.
Kasi minsan parang pag naisip ko, pumapasok pa minsan yung iba na maganda kaya to, ano kaya kakalit, parang ganun ba, unlike na sa inyo na ay to, sige, ito na lang gagawin ko, wala na, bahala na ako, ano man. Parang ganun lang sa inyo.
That was me back then, nung wala pa akong kamuang-muang. Nowadays, hindi mo na ako makikita magbablog kasi, after 2015, I've been very careful with what I'm going to say. Nag-iingat lang, oo.
Lalo na sa panahon ngayon, no?
Sige, magkukwento ulit ako, story time.
Yun.
After 2015, the post-truth era came. So, wala nang deremo eh, right? And then, eventually, malalaman natin 2016 elections. Ano nangyari sa 2016 elections? Social media ang ginamit. So, fake news, that was the start of fake news. At that time, parang pag sinabing fake news ka, that's a damning statement against your reputation. parang hindi ko yata gustong gawin na maging skandaloso ako when if people call win that, ano. So yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Deremo ended at the right time.
Mm. Oh, grabe yung mga talamak.
Oh, and that's when the term blogger became derogatory eventually. Kasi at that time, ang iniisip lang ng mga gustong kumita sa AdSense is yung confirmation bias ng mga tao.
Mm.
So medyo technical yung term. So basically, kung magsusulat ka ng content na gusto ng audience mo, which is right. Pero magsusulat ka ng content na gusto ng audience mo, pero pare-pareha ko yung mali sa information, eh bahala kayo sa buhay ninyo. Huwag nyo kaming idamay. Yun yung start ng fake news.
Ay, mga clickbait pa.
Yes, clickbait. And here's the thing. At that time, hindi pa maintindihan ng mga broadsheets, mga news websites. Kasi wala din silang kita eh. Kailangan nilang kumita. They had to put news over a paywall. Pero yung fake news, libre-libre.
Mm.
Titingnan mo lang, tapos i-share mo agad. Kaya nauso yung mga trending news portal. They don't earn based on memberships. They earn based on the interactions. Okay. Every click, every view, it counts to the AdSense money.
Hmm.
Hindi lang basta cloud chasing yan eh. It's more of kailangan may quota ka, may kita ka. Mag-post ka lang ng content. That's it. Not caring about the repercussions.
Masabol nila yung click kaysa sa
Yes. The audience. Masabol nila yung audience.
Ayun na yung mundo natin ngayon.
Yes. I think things are changing because dala na tayo sa fake news. We are very much educated. Most of us are very much educated. And the platforms themselves are policing content na.
Actually, if you browse social media right now, unlike before na pag may nakita kang news na ano, halos lahat ng comments, ganyan ba yan? Totoo, ano? Parang naniniwala agad or people believe it instantly.
Because they read the headline.
Yeah, and then compared to now na parang mix yung mga comments. Totoo ba yan? Asan yung proof? Yun, especially yun,
yung mga nagtatanong,
asan yung proof? Yung resibo, gano'n. Link source, mga gano'n. Good thing people are learning nowadays na, like, they're adjusting.
Mm-mm. I believe it's applied trauma. I can compare it to the same instance as Ondoy. Trigger warning ulit. Ondoy in 2016 ba yun?
Ondoy in 2016. Around that year.
Nadala ang mga tao eh. Binaha ang Metro Manila eh. That was not good. Uh-huh. That was not the last time na bahain ng Metro Manila.
Mm-hmm.
So, nadala ang mga tao. Pag nadala ang mga tao, they will learn eventually. Applied trauma.
Mm-hmm. So, parang ang medyo sad lang eh. No? Parang hanggat hindi pa nangyayari dun sa tao, parang hindi pa siya matututo. Gano'n.
Nasa huli ang pagsisisi, that's what they say. Well, nagsisi na tayo sa huli, so what are we gonna do? We're gonna cry about it. Natututo na tayo eventually na hindi na dapat maulit yung mga yan, because if that happened again and we learned it, that's insanity.
Okay.
Kaya it depends on a case-to-case basis. You may compare it with a similar incident. You may not be able to compare it with a similar incident. Pero it could be the same. So, again, case-to-case basis.
Okay,
if the shoe fits.
Okay, thank you for that line ng ano, from content to biglang clickbait. Rilto ka na na. Thank you so much. Great tayo. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, moving forward. Announcer, sorry, nag-sir ulit ako. Jay, how do you usually interact with your community?
I don't.
I,
And honestly, if you see me interacting with you guys right here on Discord, or yes, that could be it. Pero if I were to talk about the community, tinitignan ko yung surroundings. And then saka ako mag-interact. Pero usually, I don't. Observer mode tayo. Observer mode.
Parang ako lang din, actually.
kasi ang hirap nung papasok ka, sasaw-saw ka sa isang issue na hindi mo alam. And at the same time, ang hirap nung babasahin mo yung environment mo, you're assuring things. Kaya mayroong mga gatekeepers sa fandom because they... yung kasi yung information na lumalabas from actual journalists na pinasok lang on to cover that beat, eh parang insufficient, unsatisfying, or worse, it could be misinformed. So talagang ano, kaya nagsegue ako bigla sa gatekeepers, ano. Pero as for me, I only interact with the community through my trusted connections, my good friends. So we're slowly building that eventually here sa VTuber community. And thankfully, the efforts were not in vain. Kwento ko yun mamaya.
Okay, kwento ulit. Okay, so thank you for asking. Parang ako lang din na like may observe muna para mapakiramdaman yung ano.
Yes,
yung mood ganun. Ayun, parang papakiramdaman mo muna yung kung ano yung mga pinag-usapan nila or ano. Well, that's good, that's good. Okay, so okay, I think that's all for the first part of our interview. So I'll be passing on the mic to Hikari. Hello, Hikari.
Yes. Hello. Okay, ay. Okay. Double check lang, akala ko nakamute na naman ako. Sorry.
And then, we hear you.
Yes. Yeah, anyways, that's very enlightening, if I may say, diba? Like, we usually aren't really, walang masyadong alam, like, surface area lang masyado ang, like, kinakapkap, tama ba yung word ko? Namin for now, but it's nice to hear that there are things that's happening, like, there are things that happen, wait, there are things that happen like that talaga in real life, so... Yeah, yes. It's very enlightening. Thank you. Ang dami, di ba? Sabi ko sa inyo, madaming kwento si Jay for tonight. So,
wala, sorry, mapupuyat kayo, ha? Ako din, mapupuyat din ako, Maghanda na kayo ng kape.
Go lang. Mm-mm. Maghanda na ng kape o kaya mag-order na kayo ng Starbucks.
Ng foods.
Anyways. Starbs. Yeah. Starbs. You wanna go to Starbs, pare? Anyways. Yeah, so... With that, since you cover VTubing and like anime, like you said, blogs and those, like with VTubing, like with VTubers, how did you discover about them or how did you first hear about them?
Kizuna Ai. And then Mirai Akari and then Omega Sisters. Yan. Tapos, ayun. Nagsunod-sunod na. And then Kiryokoko eventually came. Yun na, peak VTubing fandom na ako noon.
Madami ding ano. Wait, hindi ako familiar sa kanila pero we will definitely check them out. So, yeah. Mm-mm.
Ayan. Of course, Kizuna ay very familiar na yun. Very familiar yan. Pero Mirai Akari was part of the Big Four. Si Kizuna ay si Mirai Akari, parang sila yung big... Dalawa silang part of the Big Four ng mga pioneering VTubers at that time. And then Omega Sisters sumunod sa kanila. Parang twins sila tapos pa parang nakakatuwa lang silang panoorin. And then Himehina. Yan. Himehina. Ito naman mga dalawang VTubers to. But they're good at singing. They're good at covers.
Oh. Yeah, I will definitely check them. I'm a sucker for singers. So, yeah.
Nice.
But did you like yes. Wait, yes. But did they like? Yeah, but did you like? Parang nag-pop up lang siya. Kasi most of the people na we interviewed, like we asked them, "How did you discover VTubing or VTubers?" They said na it's either a friend recommended a VTuber to them, or biglang nag-pop out sa recommendations nila on YouTube o kaya sa other social media. So, is that like the same scenario with you, or did you
most
really
likely
look them up?
Most likely, kasi hindi ko naman alam kung sino si Kiryokoko eh.
Mm-mm.
Di ko naman siguro dahil gusto ko si Kizuna Ai, the audience also watch Kiryu Koko, and Kiryu Koko was hot shot at that time with Asa Koko. You know, the start of Asa Koko, yung parang kakadebut lang niya tapos may ginagawa na siyang trip agad every morning.
Oh?
Every morning starting after that, after siguro days after the debut, Asa Koko live started, yun na siya it was a great concept na never done in Hololive, never done in VTubing at that time. May mga after Asa Koko Live, may mga sumunod na mga concepts na it was taken from that, which were taken from Asa Koko Live. Katulad ng ginagawa ni Hakui Koyori ng Holox.
Mm-mm.
So yun.
Yeah, that's okay. Nice. Like may iba't iba silang pakulo every time. That's
yes.
Nice.
Watamewa. Welcome na yun eh. Dati. O diba?
Wait, tama, I think diba? I've heard that on TikTok. Wait lang. Wait.
TikTok, okay.
Yeah.
Gets?
Yeah. Ay, shala. Yeah. So yeah. With that, since keeps, like you mentioned kanina, the history behind Keepsake, which is, I think, very wholesome and, like, it really has a deep meaning on it. What is your, like, lifelong dream in Keepsake?
Keepsakes, okay. My lifelong dream is to build a content house. Kumbaga, if I can make this my full-time job, I would be very happy to do so. The thing is, how will you make it sustainable? You have to have your own marketing division. You have to accept like offers from various and you have to tune it with your audience. It's a difficult thing. Sponsored content is kung kaya mong i-bend yung idea ng sponsored content talaga. Bend it to the way you think as much as kumbaga within the borderline. Keepsake has a special features section which is hindi, I don't explicitly say that it's sponsored content, but it is. I accept the posting of press releases there, and then I eventually build connections. It just so happens na may mga nagsisend pa rin ng PR sa akin, which is, I wish I could accommodate, but what's my audience? My audience could be into gaming, pero my audience is mainly into VTubers nowadays.
Mm-mm. I see. Well, I think, yeah, that's kind of nice though. Na even if like, madami kang pwedeng ilagay or to tell people in Keepsake. Nabubulol ako sa Keepsake. Yes, di ba?
You times, still focus times. On.
Yeah. Wait. Wait lang.
No, it's okay. Please proceed. Yeah, please proceed. I was kidding.
Yeah. Wait. Oh yeah. So ayun, diba? Even if like there are a lot of things you could cover with it, you still go with what the people want.
Mm-mm.
Am I correct? Yes.
Yes, kasi if in case gusto kong maging sustainable yung yung personal hobby ko. This is a hobby ah. Pero at the same time, you're being invited to post something na your audience won't catch. You will feel alienated. They will feel alienated. So, there are two things that I'm sticking. Anime cosplay events and VTubers. Doon ako nagsistick. Whichever fits. So,
yeah.
Unless mag-venture ako into like offensive assets. Such as NFTs, paid NFTs full time. I don't think I will. I stand with the people who stands with the community na we do not like NFTs for several reasons. That's another story. At the same time, ayoko rin i-clog yung blog ko na parang billboard siya. Kasi there are blogs na tanggap lang sila natanggap ng PR until nagiging billboard na lang. Parang yung nakalagay sa pader tapos ang daming mga nakapaskil na posters. It's tantamount to pop up. Yes, it's tantamount to pop up ads.
Mm-mm.
It's another form of intrusive advertising. Pero if aligned yung content mo, if your content was aligned well with your audience, and that's the reason why PR agencies are working on that with the content creators, it would be very effective.
So if people people tend to get lured into like what's new or what's popular nowadays,
or easy money.
Yeah, true. Mm-mm.
This is a reason why I still would like to maintain a day job.
This is a hobby. Yeah, you mentioned this is a hobby, right? Parang hindi. Grabe.
Diba?
You do parang hindi. You do so much for like keepsakes, even if it's just a hobby.
Or so, new stuff, ano? Which is it could be abnormal, pero this is where I'm at. This is what I love.
Yeah.
This is what you do for that. These are the things that you do for love.
True.
Unconditional, non-negotiable.
Mm-mm.
At the same time, ito yung pangtanggal to ng stress. Kahit na hindi ako na-stress if like the weekly news drop gets delayed. Ang na-stress ako sa deadlines. Mm-mm.
True. Deadlines are harsh. And like,
yes.
Whatever makes you happy, diba? You have to like... This is the good dedication, grabe. Even just for like a hobby, like, grabe, dedication.
But to tell you honestly, hindi naman ako abot sa ganitong point if I don't care about building a reputation in the community.
True.
Hindi ako tatagal. Pag sinabi ko na post lang ako, ganyan. I've tried a lot. And then I stopped thinking about earning money sa YouTube, sa ano. Kaya you will not hear anything from me na ano, unless na talagang may sponsor talaga na mag-sponsor sa akin. There's a game publisher who gave us, the media, like cash incentive ba? On the spot.
Oh, wow.
Kasabay yun ng ano, there are PR agencies who do that, and I'm very thankful to them kasi kumbaga parang that's a convincing factor to me to actually that's a motivator to share what they need to share to convey the message.
That, but like you also said na ano. But those are nice then, but teka lang, naglo-loading yung utak ko. But like what you also mentioned a while ago that you with keepsakes and your new straps na you show people or you tell people what they need to know or what they want to know.
What
so
they
I think
need
that's...
to know, yeah. So it's a new strap, what they need to know. So keepsakes, what they need to know about the community in the Philippines. Kasi ang focus na ngayon ng keepsakes is to record keepsakes, to share keepsakes, to share what's in the local events, otaku event scene.
Yep, that's good though. Like kind of like behind the scenes ng mga nangyayari.
Well, not necessarily behind the scenes.
Yeah, still, that's good though. Like alam yun, the more informed you are, the better.
Yes.
So, yeah. So with that, like doing keepsakes, like doing a podcast as well, what is your best experience in doing a podcast?
Oh, well, the best experiences in podcasting is more on may kausap ka. Like this one, I'm having a great time.
Mm-mm.
It's already 12:10 in the morning when we are recording this. So may mga sabog
na dito.
Good morning, classmates.
Good morning. Gising pa ba kayo, guys? Totoo. And like, alam mo yun, you get to share your opinions on the topic that we discuss. And like, you learn new things about, like, you learn new things every day in general, especially with podcasts and with the people you interact with. So, yeah. Relate. Yes. Very much.
Oo. You share your stories, like you understand that. One of the best episodes I did was this conversation with a VTuber. Well, I have several conversations with VTubers. So, yun talaga eh. You can look up the podcast, ano, anchor.fm/keepsakes. Yes, it's powered by Anchor and Spotify. Then, thank you po. And yung, yun nga, the whole thing, ang weird niya kasi, ang pinakamalakas yung reach is when I ranted about the MNL48, I think it was MNL48 elections, the second one. And talagang terrible. Mm-hmm. That talaga nun eh. That was 2021. That was 2021.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah. Like, yeah. Diba? You get to... Wait. Ano ba yun? You get to match or know like kung ano yung characteristics and personalities that you have in common with other people. Like, yes. You click. Mm-hmm. Yun. So, yeah. That's very... Like, very nice though. Relate so much. Yeah, with that, let's turn to the other side naman. Struggles in podcast. What were the struggles you had or experienced in podcasting?
Mm. Sorry, come again. What is?
What struggles did you experience in podcasting?
Audio.
Internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, internet, wala nang ano eh. Ang problema mo na lang is yung equipment mo and yung audio mo. It took me a while before I eventually invested on this. Nung may extra cash pa ako. Nung may extra cash.
May extra cash?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-mm. But like, aside from the external struggles, like with the people you interact with, wala naman so far.
The best interaction I had better interactions with the VTubers and yun talaga when I talk about VTubers nagiging sobrang passionate ako. I had one podcast that we recorded on StreamYard na post-process na and there were times na sobrang galit ako sa Cover Corp.
Covered Corp?
Cover Hololive.
Ah, okay. Wait, sorry. Mali yung rinig ko. Mm-hmm. Go on.
Group, yeah. So, yun nga. There were times, you know, this was during the time where Minato Aqua was apologizing kasi the fans were thinking, may kalaro siya na lalaki. It's unfair to us. Ano yung mga purista, mga simps?
Yay.
Oo.
Yeah. Yeah. Daming,
may mga ganyan para sobrang para-social relationship, you know? And hindi lang yun. Dati, nasasaktan yung VTuber when they interact more with a male person, especially if they're a female VTuber. Now we've learned this year that para-social relationships also involve the VTubers themselves. You know, yung audience nila, sumusunod lang sa kanila. Ganun.
Totoo. Like, wait.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
With, like, there are a lot of, like, people na they don't know boundaries with when it comes to VTubers.
They will forget boundaries because they think it's moving pixels with boundaries. Anong boundaries yan?
True.
That's my favorite Oshi. Gino Diyos ko yan. Hindi yan like, pwede magkaroon ng ano partner na lalaki. Hindi yan pwede magkaroon ng... ng any relationship. Now look what happened to Uru Harusha.
Yes, I've heard of that issue.
That was siguro that was the biggest news that was covered this year, ano. That was the biggest damning news. Talagang iyan ng mga tao noon.
It went on for like weeks, I think.
Well, number one, it's Hololive. Number two, it's Uru Harusha. Yeah. Number three, sino ba yung successor dapat ni Uru Harusha when it comes to Super Chats? Or rather, Kirio Koko. It was supposed to be Rusha. Rusha was supposed to be on the top, not on the bottom. But then again, things have happened. Hindi na natin masisisi sa kanila. Cover did their best to defend their talents. Na kung ano mang gawin nila outside as outside activities outside Cover, wala sila pakialam doon. Except that there were evidence that Rusha and Rusha blurred the boundary between those lines eh.
Mm-hmm. True.
Like I won't delve on that further, pero that's ano, true. may ebidensya.
Yes, may ano, may resibo na kasama sa mga posts like, just ko Lord.
Yeah, may like, resibo.
Nagulat ka, diba? Nagulat siya. Like, I know that VTuber, when it comes to like VTubers, meron talaga, sige sabihin natin, meron talaga mga nagsisimp for them. Kasi, who isn't a simp for VTubers, mm-hmm. especially if it's their Oshi. But, there are really some people who go to extreme lengths for it. Yeah. Like, hindi naman sa ano ha, pero, yeah. Diba? It's just, sorry. It's just, you know, kind of unsettling din minsan. But yeah, we cannot do anything about kasi sila naman yun and wala tayong magagawa. But yeah, guys, boundaries din tayo minsan. Anyways, so
boundaries ng ano, it's just a thing about boundaries or two. Sige, please proceed with the next question.
Yeah, but yeah. So with that, since you said that do keepsakes and the new strap is just a hobby, did you tell your parents about it?
I just tell my parents.
Like, do they know?
My mom would probably know because I'd be bringing a lot of merch from outside na itong ginagawa ko. Pero I'm not really telling my parents. My dad doesn't know. Mm-mm. Well, my dad probably knows, but my profile's there, my face is there. I've been going to events for every month. Pero I never tell at the time nung nasa college pa, I just don't tell my mom specifically kung saan ako pupunta. Maybe pero parang I just tell them punta ako ng event. Nowadays since I'm part of an events company, sasabihin ko lang nag-operate kami ng event ngayon, which is yes, that happens.
Mm-mm.
May field work kami, ganun. So parang
so
yeah, I believe they were happy na may ginagawa ako na ano, something na I like.
True. Mm-mm. And I think na kahit even like you said na they probably know. I think like they know low key, but like they don't say anything about it to you, so it kind of means like they support you na din and want what you do.
The only thing that they will question me about is kung malaki na yung sinayang ko na pera.
For sure, oo. Madami ng budol sa merch. But yeah, it's nice to hear na ano, they don't like they support you somehow. Diba?
Yeah. I mean nandito pa rin naman eh. They don't question me about those things. I never mentioned to them about those things. So it's even.
That's nice though. Like you do you lang and they're just moral support ganun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with that, how did you feel when you started your hobby in as like sa keepsake and new strap? Focusing on VTubers.
VTubers. I've been really... You know what? In 2020, VTubers saved me from boredom. That year alone was... I was close to doing nothing.
Mm-mm.
I was close to doing nothing. And then VTubers. Oh. And then Kirokoko. After Kirokoko, I get to meet several people from the community. The fans, even VTubers. Mm-mm. So I'm very grateful. VTubers saved my life in 2020.
True. Because I think that was the start of the pandemic and even just lying down doing nothing is very boring.
Kumbaga, so, ayun nga. And they say that the idle mind is a devil's workshop. Now trigger warning uli. I could have done something else.
True.
Yeah. Sige, next question.
Mm-mm. Yes, but yeah, it's nice though na ano, kahit papano with like you discovering VTubing way back, 2020, di ba? It made you do something or it led you to something much more bigger, which is very nice. So, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so with that, ayun na po, that's the end of my questions. And I will hand over the floor to Jerpy. Jerpy, class president, Papi Asopal. Andiyan ka pa ba?
Kasi ito pa ako, napasarap pa ako ng kinig eh.
Ang dami
ka na. Ang dami ka na itong guest kay Jay. Mm-hmm. Yo, Jay, ito na.
Yes, ito yung ano eh. I'm sure na ito yung pinakamahabang episode nyo so far. I'm not pulling so any far. Punches. I'm not so pulling far. Any punches. Kasi sabi niyo earlier before we record, 1 hour 30 minutes ang maximum.
Yes, totoo.
Okay. As of this recording, 12:22 na.
Well, it's something na expected na kasi syempre podcast to podcast to, di ba?
Yes, podcaster to podcaster.
Di ba? Sobrang diba, ending nun. Parehas madal-dal. Hindi haba.
Yes.
So yes, ito na, pinaka-inaantay ang lahat. Let's go to the controversial topics. And kumbaga inaabangan talaga ng lahat eh. So, J, di na ako magpapaligay-ligay pa. Number one, did you experience the badges of VTubing? Like cancel culture, crab mentality, etc.
You know what? Ito, hindi ko ni-review itong mga questions na to eh. You know, honestly, there are graduations that end on good terms. There are graduations na biglaan na lang. There are graduations na bad terms. Well, there are several outside the Philippines, there's Indonesia. I've been getting in touch with my good friend in Indonesia about certain things. This year, hindi lang nawala si Uro Harusha. Right? It's 2022. Oo. Nawala din si Saki Ashizawa ng Riot Music. And then, in Indonesia, meron naman isang talent. She's working for 2 agencies.
Eh? May ganon?
May ganon. May ganon. It was covered in Things VTubers Say. You may want to look back at the previous episodes. Double agent nga eh. And we was like, ha? Paano yung nagagawa yun? It was not possible. Because the other agency investigated her activities even outside of ano. They had to conduct investigation kasi ano yan eh, it's more of a written agreement. They had a signed agreement na agency, especially with agency or group, na hindi ka mag-work for others, na you're only here sa
exclusivity, parang ganyan.
Exclusivity.
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay,
next.
Okay, go.
For the next question, Jay. Can you share some of the hot stuff? The hot. Let's skip in for kasi mostly ng mga listeners natin. Though there are some international listeners kasi lahat na puro nasa Philippines eh. So let's keep if you can share some hot topics sa Philippine community. So what Philippine is happening community. Sa VTuber ng Pilipinas.
I'm more focused on the international side, outside the Philippines. Pero if we did cover one big story from the Philippines, it's got to be Loxion.
Okay, sige.
Which is... we wrote it as a story on Newstrap. It's a long story short. Ano ba to? Long story short is yung agency, if that was an agency, they were getting talents, ano? They were... building or ano ba, kakadebut lang kasi nung second generation na talents nila, and then nagkaroon ng miscommunication. It led to or misunderstanding rather, it led to the manager acting brashly against another an indie VTuber who most likely had the same model as one of their talents. Hindi rin na-handle na maayos, so one thing led to another. The whole generation departed from the group and napahiya tong si manager ng Loxion so much na wala na tayong nabalitaan whatever happened to the said group. Another one, medyo matagal-tagal na to, is ito, binabalik-balikan ko to. This is a based, not based, lumulutang na ako, sorry. this is something. Okay, I think Ali McNuggets is saying something. I hope Rolf, you're reading it. Pinatay ko muna yung webcam ko. Sige. Let me turn on camera. Okay, good. Sige. As I was saying, another one is Coral Corporation. Or what was supposed to be Pearl Coral Corporation, which was then Pearl Orient Production. Ito, binabalik-balikan ko to kasi sayang yung talent na ano yun ito eh. They had five ladies who are, kumbaga parang it's being poised as like VTuber K-On, ganon. Sayang.
Ah, kumbaga parang banda siya,
kung sakali ma-develop. Oh. They could became like VTuber K-On. And dami rin nilang mga in-invite to their fold, and then eventually magde-develop na ng corporation, bigyan nawala yung CEO. So ano ang gagawin ng mga tao? Alisan sila.
Bakit nawala?
MIA, missing in action. Kung ano nangyari sa kanya, di ko rin alam eh.
Sayang potential lang kasi, 'di ba? Yung
sayang potential. And you know what? Of course, not all stories are bad. There are also successful stories like what would happen with Gira at Cometa, and there's another one, Mito Entertainment. Yan. So they're doing well at the moment. Ano? They're doing well naman.
And nakakatawa kasi yung mga recently na nakausap namin sila. Mm. They did actually really good job, and kumbaga yung kasi, di ba, they will be the banner ng Philippine VTubing community, yung mga agency na yan. And they are doing their best talaga in upholding yung banner nga na yun. So, right now, good job sa kanila, kudos kay Gira and kay Bubbles in handling those company.
It just so happens na parang we shed the worst case scenarios, the worst examples on the spotlight, which is... You know what, honestly, pagdating talaga sa balita, pag sinabi mong trigger warning, na bundol, patay! Ganon.
Kumbaga,
ganon. Of course, that gathers attention.
Kumbaga, sila yung talagang focus spotlight, no?
Oo. Well, if you don't want to see bad news, stop watching the news. Stop all. Watching TV. Watch VTubers.
Pero most ng news talaga is bad. So, you don't have any choice. If you want to hear some news, you don't need to cherry pick. Kumbaga, hindi mo ma-cherry pick kung ano yung good sa bad. So, yeah. Right now, G, what can you say about the current state of power community sa VTubing ng Pilipinas?
Alam nyo, minsan skandaloso tong community na to eh.
Totoo lang.
Minsan skandaloso din eh. Pero wala pa rin tatalo. Okay lang tong community na to. You get tired. Like, I mean, yung issue kasi ng mga dito, it may come from, or it may be familiar sa COSCOM ng Pilipinas.
Mm.
Sabihin na natin, totoo lang. Now, hindi ako magkakamali when I say na I have cosplayer friends in the cosplay community na eventually they became part of the VTubing community in one way or another. Oo. Kaya hindi na ako magugulat kung yung next turn na cosplayer eh VTuber din pala.
O, diba? One thing lang na napansin ko, I want to get your opinion on this. Because a lot of people, especially nung cosplay yung nangyari to, the Jam concert, kasi kadalasan puro VTuber na issue yan.
Na issue yan kasi they were expecting real artists. We're currently in the pandemic eh. Ano magagawa natin?
Diba, kumbaga yung nag-issue yan na, naku po, hindi na cosplay man niya to, VTuber man niya to, kasi mostly, puro VTubers na yung artists.
Siyempre, ako tuwan-tuwa ako noon. Kasi puro
ako
VTuber
din, siyempre. Oo, puro VTuber.
Well, except that I didn't attend Jam.
Ah, we did. Pero diba yung may mga kasi, para naging kultura kasi ng cosplaying community sa Pinas before, yung Jam, parang in-expect nila na...
Well, it still sticks naman to the goal. Japanese anime music. They sang anime music naman doon. Covers. They
Kailan ko sila kaganyan? Because they're not watching the VTuber live in 3D. It was on a screen. Type 2D.
Siguro yung kailangan i-break yung barrier. Kasi yung, kumbaga, yung VTubing sa Pinas, not, I can still say na hindi pa rin talaga nasa mainstream. Nasa underground pa rin yung status. Kasi ang dahil pa rin hindi nakakaalam about sa VTubing. And they don't have any, like, general knowledge about it unless they did dig in. Kumbaga, if they didn't do their research. Hindi talaga nila alam ko ito sa community na to. So, yun lang. So, more on... Yun lang.
Understandable because, again, VTubing in the Philippines is still a niche. To me, it's still a niche.
I agree.
Subset of the Japanese pop culture community. Maliit na tayo, pero with the rise of Kometan, siguro, yun nga lang, it depends on nene. The moment that the VTubing community of the Philippines enters the mainstream media, because literally, you haven't seen any VTuber being featured on KMJS or any other TV show, wala pa. If that happens, what happened with cosplay when it went mainstream?
Diba, sumabog talaga nung
Sumabog talaga and it brought in unwelcomed people.
Oh, yun nga lang.
It brought in unwelcome people who eventually learned from the gatekeepers and it brought in gatekeepers. I swear to you, if I gatekeep the VTubing community, I would. Kasi, here's the thing. Marami tayong let me look at the VTuber.asia database, which is a database. Siguro ito, mga 200 VTubers tayo dito sa Pilipinas as recorded so by VTuber.asia. Let me just see if that's the case. 257. Most of them are PNGs. Most of them are live 2Ds. Most of Let's say 3D Vroid, 'di ba? Mahirap mag kumbaga parang you start as a PNG tuber and then yung content mo is depends sa gusto mo. Well, if you want to be a VTuber to be notable, sure, why not? If you want to play games as a VTuber, sure, why not? Nobody's stopping you. Pero if you're applying the concept ng YouTubers, mga Pinoy YouTubers natin, setting aside kung TV, setting aside, yung mga typical na mga ano,
yung mga hindi usual mo ma-apply stuff.
The usual stuff, hindi mo ma-apply yun dito eh. You cannot apply it. VTubing, and that, as I see, is the reason why VTubing is still a niche. Like, look, Jerpy, as someone who's part of the team at Bilibili, who's into acquiring VTuber talents for the platform, gaano karami na ang mga nasa Bilibili na VTubers sa Pilipinas?
So far, nasa 200
plus. Okay, so most of them are using Vroid, 2D, live 2D, PNG, tama?
Combinations.
It's a combination. Ano mas marami? Vroid or PNG?
Vroid talaga.
Vroid, which is the easiest path to So, hanga ako dun sa mga gumagamit ng Vroid because they took one step further. Kasi madali kung artist ka, kung alam mo mag-drawing, madali lang 'yan. Kung hindi mo alam 'yan, of course you will have to commission someone to do the design for you based on what you think, based on your inputs. Pero pag Vroid 'yan, you have to develop your own avatar, your own from scratch or based on dun sa guide. Hanga ako sa mga gumagamit ng Vroid, honestly, because as much as I would like to learn more about using that or making my own avatar out of Vroid or even live 2D, I mean, it's a big industry. It's part of the bigger industry. You know may mga artists tayo na live 2D nang singin nila international.
Totoo nga, tsaka yung mga rigging, sobrang...
Rigging is a very dangerous process, God.
Kaya like, anong gandang industry niyan, like that's is, a great career path no? Kasi ang daming ano, parang day by day dumadami mm-hmm. yung gusto maging VTuber and sometimes they also do upgrades kasi kapag nagkaroon ng avatar. Hindi lang dun eh, no? Parang may time talaga na nag-upgrade pa sila. So, endless yung possibilities ng income mo kapag rigger ka or artist ka.
Ang the only thing that you need to take care of as a rigger is your skills and your reputation. That's it. And then the rest will follow. And then, of course, you have to take care of your, ano, how you're getting paid. You have to have your terms and conditions. Kasi there are VTuber artists or live 2D riggers na nawawala ng pera dahil kinashback ni PayPal. Or may isang simp na hindi pala kaya na magbigay ng gift subs or mag-subscribe to this membership. Kasi at the end of the day, binawi nila. Ang laking kalugihan noon sa artists. Which is naawa ko every time that happens. I really feel bad. Kasi hindi dapat ganun yung sistema. Kaliwaan yan.
Ang dami na rin yung scammer, no? Na yung mga... Oh. Nakita mo GFX, magdadalawang isip na nakagaling.
GFX, yes. Especially, okay. Before GFX, yung mga GFX sa Twitter na who steals assets from actual artists.
Oo.
Before that, Fiverr. Yung mga nagpapanggap na artist sila and they are opening, setting up their shop at Fiverr. So, nauuto yung mga ano,
commission.
Who would like to commission. Mahal din ang commission, ha? 1,000 is not enough. 1,000 is never enough. Kaya kung sasabihin na you commissioned someone to rig for you for 1,000 pesos, very cheap.
Global na yun. Kumbaga dirt cheap na yun.
Na yun, which is not the standard that we're supposed to take. VTubing, like cosplaying. Well, some people do it for free pero on good mutual terms. Pero for this one, sisingin, bibigyan mo ng 1,000 for rigging. VTuber rigging is sobrang baba nun. And that's why, isa yun sa mga issue ng locks yun. Pinapoint out yun. Parang yung 10K ng kung sino mang politiko. I will not mention him. Not deserving. So, yun nga. That's it. I should have put a trigger warning beforehand.
Okay lang.
Yung kasi so, yung meme ngayon eh. Meme siya ngayon eh.
Totoo. Parang I get the gist of it. So, yes. Because some of the listeners here, actually, Jay, are mostly newbie and aspiring VTubers. VTubing is a saturated market. You know it very well. What can you advise to starting VTubers to make themselves shown or kumbaga parang sila makikilala mo on the surface level?
Okay, here's the thing. VTubers who are very unique. Very is a lazy word, but very unique in what they do will get their own audience eventually. One of the best indie VTubers in the Philippines of all time, Lyrica, was really very engaging in her community to the point na pababasahin kanya ng Noli Metangere sa buwan ng wika. Na even if she's outside the Philippines, yung engagement niya with the chat, with the mods, is yung to the point na February 14th, ang salty-salty ni Lola, she will... They will build together a stream with parang light novel visual novel stream na kung saan the chat will decide what will be the yes or what will be the no. That unarchived stream from February 14 was it 2020 at that time nung ano kasi very high time ni ano prime time ni Lyrica, that was the best. God, Nobody has done that ever since. So, my advice for VTubers, aspiring VTubers, get, number one, get our attention. Number two, eto na, dito na papasok yung word of mouth. Siyempre, you have to, you know, co-commission yourself a model and all that. VTubing, like cosplaying, is a privilege. Kung hindi mo kaya, mag-ipon ka muna. Because malulugi ka talaga dito. Malulugi ka, hindi to easy money. This is not the easiest money of your life. Never. Tapos, you will spend emotions, tears, blood, sweat, resources, and cash. Siguro, abutin ka ng ano, at least 50,000 para lang magawa yung buong model mo. Ano na yan, animated na yon, illustrated na yon. Kung makaiscore ka ng ganun deal, 50,000, mga 5 figures. And then, sa setup ka pa ng equipment mo, you will have your mic, you will have your face tracking, you will have your iPhone, you will have your PC, you will have your graphics card.
Dami, no?
VTubing is a big investment if you really want to stand out from the rest. Kaya, VTubing is a privilege. Yun na. I'm not, ano, kaya kung hindi nyo talaga kaya, you might as well pursue it on a later date or find something that will help you build that investment. Kasi, sure, gusto mo maging VTuber. Those are two things. One, have you gotten our attention enough so that we can feature you on Twitter? We can tweet about you, word of mouth. We can share about you on Facebook. We can talk about you on Newstrap. We can interview you there as part of our spotlight features. Hindi biro?
Totoo.
Number two, if you have the proper equipment, hindi ka magkaka-scuff. We sure don't know. VTubing ain't VTubing if it's not scuffed. It's all, every debut, siguro, may mga ilan lang nakaka-perfect ng debut nila, siguro mga agency VTubers. But the rest, indie VTubers. And yung mga iba pa, debuts, scuffed. Again, it ain't VTuber if it ain't scuffed. Even Hololive English has their own scuff. Even Niji Sanji, Finana Ryugu, had her own scuff moments. She had to redo her debut. Oh, see? Was it Finana Ryugu? I hope I'm right. So, yun lang. One, have you gotten our attention? Can you get our attention? Two, do you have the proper resources? It boils out to those two things. So the rest will follow, including number three. They have the can you build connections using these two resources? Kasi in the VTubing community, as far as I understood, the reason why I left, I do want to stay independent in what I pursue sa pagsusulat ko na about VTubers. The reason for that is because I have what I produce is based also can also be based on the connections that I establish. So hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na wala kang conflict of interest dito. You will have conflict of interest. Like for me, I am writing for Newstrap. I'm writing for the weekly Newstrap, the newsletter, and on the other hand, I also share tips, advice. Oh, ito gagawin mo, which is hindi pa naman siya ganun ka big deal, pero at the end of the day, if I weren't able to build connections, if I were not able to build things with the same people of my interest, hindi wala kaming content. There's a reason why I cannot answer one time yung about sa conflict of interest na you have to be very transparent about this and all that. Sure, I can. Pero not every, kumbaga kasi, pwede ba sabihin na mod ka for a VTuber? for as the gold standard would be you do not reveal that you're a mod kasi lalapitan ka nila. Right? Mm. Occupational safety. Diba? Or say you cannot be someone who writes the news and then ano ba? I lost my thought. Let's give another example. For example, VTuber ka and then you do this VTubing things on your side with your group, with your agency at the same time. Yung ano, there's this news about another agency na nagkakaroon ng problema and you bash them. Right? Now that's an absolute case of most likely possible conflict of interest. Kasi syempre kailangan mong alagaan yung reputation ng organization where you're in. So ayun, I'm not sure if I answered that correctly, pero I hope in the near future I can. Kasi malalim na part yan eh, conflict of interest. It's something that I still have not yet answered fully because kung wala, if I stick to people na walang conflict of interest, paano mabubuo yung story? Paano mabubuo yung grupo namin? Diba?
Hmm. Totoo.
So yun. Okay, next question.
So yeah, that's it for me. Actually, ang dami ko na ito, especially ano, with the conflict of interest. Kasi sometimes na-experience ko rin yan.
Oh, diba? Ang conflict of interest mo dito sa row 4, ikaw yung recruiter ng Bilibili.
Oo, oh, na parang diba? Magiging front yung podcast.
Oo, oh, oh. Oh, yes. Parang ganun, diba? Oh, well, that's one issue na, you know, na biniring up mo. Oh, biniring up mo lang na ikaw part ka na ng Bilibili. There shouldn't really be any problem with that. There's no problem with that.
And kumbaga, it's ano eh. Platform eh. And
you have diba? Several hats. I wear several hats. So, I understand the feeling.
Yes. And yun lang talaga yung goal. And if we can provide a something like a platform and a safe space para sa VTuber, why not take the advantage kung nakausap ko naman sila sa podcast, eh, diba? So, oh. Yes. Mm.
Oh.
Yun naman yung for me, ah, sa mga special sa mga nakikinig. So, yes, thank you so much, Jay, for answering the controversial question. Next naman po tayo, I'm going to call my partner, si Neko. He will ask some questions regarding inspirational naman. Inspirational naman. Go ahead, Neko.
Hello.
Ang galing pala ng boses no kanina. Naggumagamit to ng voice synthesizer, no? Even before we start recording. Sige, please proceed.
Okay. For my first question, ano yung gusto mong wait. Hindi po ako narinig. Ala. Okay.
Ala na, wala ka. Ana.
Sorry. Ano yung gusto mong sabihin sa mga supporters mo?
You know what? To be honest, there are people who've been following me even before the remove. I'm really thankful for them. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko napapansin yan, but right now, iniisip ko sila. And I'm very thankful they stuck with me for a long time.
Wow.
Before I started Keepsakes, mga wala dapat tutiwala sa akin eh. It just over time na they saw me ito tao lang ako na andito ako, ginagawa ko kung ano within what I do. So kung makausap niyo ako ngayon, ito talaga ako pag nakausap niyo ako in person. I'm talking to you right now as if I'm talking to actual people in a classroom.
Oh.
So, thank you very much. Thank you for your trust.
Yes. Ang ganda ng sagot. Wala na akong i-follow up question kasi parang lahat ng nasa utak ko parang nasagot na lahat ganun. And what do you want your audience to learn from you?
Okay. Well, in the media, there's no lack of media people who are talking about the community, any community. I follow a mindset na about otaku journalism, which was coined or which was developed by Lauren Orsini, and it says that fans make great reporters because they're really into it when they're really concerned about what their favorite is doing or what's happening to them. They will be very passionate about it. The typical otaku can be very expressive once na makuha mo yung trust. For example, a cosplay fan would talk about the intricacies of certain details of a costume. That's one.
Mm-mm.
And then an anime fan would talk about the possible plot lines at length nung certain series na yun. What could happen, what will happen, what may not happen. So same with the VTubing community. Ito yung kumbaga parang this community. Again, I'll go back to the example of the Things VTubers Say community on Discord. They really nowadays they talk about things at length. Like V Shoujo gets Haruka Karibu. So at length yun, binasa ko yun. Lots of information. I learned a lot. So there's no lack of VTubing content there, and it's brought by the people who are really passionate into their oshis. Hindi mabubuo yung mga fansite ng ML48 na yan na kung ano man yan. Hindi mabubuo yan kung walang passionate na fan.
Mm-mm, true.
Kaya it's really saddening na they're putting like a chilling effect dun sa ano, certain, I don't know, it can be justified, pero it's still saddening. Ayun. So what everyone would like to learn from what I do,
mm-mm,
basically is that hindi I want siguro on a perspective, I want everyone to see the other side of the coin. When I was not in the event industry, when I was just a mere blogger, bash ako ng bash sa events, like what could have been changed, what could ano. Mm-hmm. And then when I left and went to the events industry myself, currently I'm in the industry for around 6-7 years.
Uy, ang tagal na.
Oo. Since 2016. Oo. And you know what? Yun yung nagpabago ng perspective ko na hindi lang ako basta-basta na nag-review ng events, pointing out the flaws. Kasi, alam mo na yung events industry, it's a very, I don't know, it sometimes can be a thankless industry. Same with journalism, same with content creation. It could be thankless, a thankless occupation.
Mm.
But what matters most is that you let the people understand what you're doing along the way. So by looking at me, but by looking at what I do, by checking my works, you're understanding how I do it and how you can do it too.
Mm.
And of course, ask any questions right away. I mean, andito lang naman ako, as much as I could, with the best of my knowledge, I will answer.
Mm. Andiyan lang si Sir, ay, sorry. Andiyan lang si Jay para sa mga katanungan nyo, sa mga gusto nyong malaman about sa VTubing or sa anon.
Even if I'm not a VTuber myself, I mean, I've interacted with VTubers na. And going back to the time when I asked a Tabo question in 2015, nagagamit ko yon when I really, really need to be careful about private lives of VTubers. VTubers are people too.
True. So,
okay, next.
Ano naman, parang nasagot mo na kasi ito kanina, pero meron ka pa bang iba pang maibibigay na advice para sa mga starting VTubers?
Starting VTubers, you know what? Ang tagal na retain, the more you continue to be consistent with what you put on your channel, the people will know eventually na you're a VTuber that does that specific thing. Asa Koko Live stayed for God knows how long, and people have known Kiryu Koko because of that. Same thing with ano pa ba? There are several examples, like Hoshimachi Suisei. She just keeps playing Tetris and playing occasionally, and then people will know her. People know her as the one who played Tetris. Ooh. Or maybe you know, something happened during the stream, like you became a Suikopat. So that's how basically you know Suichan. The best VTubers are the ones who stay long. The best VTubers are the ones who stay long and then stay consistent, and then eventually yun yung uniqueness nila. That's their uniqueness. Mm. So find your own unique niche within the niche. That's how I see things.
Wala na akong ma-follow up na question kasi yun nga, kanina pa nasagot yung tanong ko. Doon nice. Pa lang kay Jerpy pa lang. So, can you tell us about your plans or project na pwede namin i-expect bago mag-end ang taon?
Bago mag-end ang taon siguro, okay. I have a secret project with the News Trap, and then another project at Project Solaria.
Sa Project Solaria. Okay.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, not necessarily Project Solaria. It's more one of their talents. So, watch out. Secret.
Meron kami aabangan.
Oh.
And, how important is VTubing or VTubers in your life? And, meron ba tong parang malaking impact sa buhay mo or ano?
Actually, if we go back to one of my statements, VTuber saved me in 2020. Yun yung impact sa akin ng VTubers. So yeah, that encapsulates things. There's a reason why I stay on the lookout for VTuber news. There's a reason why I stay on I continue to keep in touch with the community in one way or another, even as a mere observer. So yeah, it was an impactful one for me.
Naalala ko tuloy bigla na nasabi mo nga pala kanina na simula nung nagka-pandemic is yung halos wala nang almost wala nang
I'm bored with my life. I was bored with my life.
So wait. namatay yung phone ko, wait lang. Ay, yun lang.
Sige, okay lang yan. I think that's it.
Ilang ang questions ko for inspirational. Halos nasagot na talaga lahat.
Uh-oh.
Kanina pa.
And we've reached 2 hours. Congratulations.
Yes. So I will pass the mic to Hikari.
Or hello, JP. Sorry, ngumunguya pa kasi ako.
Midnight snack, let's go.
Yes. So kumain na ba kayo, guys? Anyways.
Di pa.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Kain na kayo, guys, kahit pwede. Alam kong baka iba sa inyo, tulog na, o kaya mumunguya din.
Pwedeng kumain, wag lang maingay. Ilista kayo sa noisy.
Baka mamaya mag-ASMR kayo dito. Ako po. So yeah, anyways. Yeah, thank you for the very insightful, like, inspirational quotes, Jay. It's very different from what we've heard from... syempre, it's different and iba-iba naman ang views ng tao sa iba't ibang klaseng situations or advices. But yeah, thank you so much for that. So yes, Jay, thank you. thank you so much for being with us tonight. And we will be giving you this time to plug in your socials and your events for the following days or following months. So go ahead.
Thank you very much. Once again, thank you very much, Row4, for having me. I hope na hindi kayo nabore sa mga pinagsasabi ko dito, because, God, I said I'm going to continue with, just 1 hour. Sabi ko isang oras lang. I even said it to Twitter na sabi ko isang oras lang. And then 1.5 bars. My goodness. Twitter.com/JayAgonoy, YouTube.com/JayAgonoy, news.kawa.moe, and jayagonoy.xyz. Those are the places so far that you will see me or check if I'm doing something. So yun. Also, I do vlogs sa YouTube. And of course, let's not forget the podcast, anchor.fm/keepsakes.
Yes. So, thank you so much again, Jay. And now, Jerpy, eto na. Where are you?
Sleeping.
Sponsor na. Tulog din! Uy, mahirap mag... Akala ko tulog ka. Ah, hirap magbasa ng Tagalog, ha?
Ito challenge natin. Sige, let's spice up things. Can you send me the script?
Ay,
sige.
Yes, send me the script, Jerpy. Ayan, ito, ano na to, bonus ko na to sa inyong lahat. Thank you for making me part of your day. Although, you will have to listen to this episode in 3 parts.
Totoo, hiwa-hiwalay, si Neko na bahala dyan. Go, Neko.
Alright, sige. Alright, this episode is sponsored by Bilibili, your number one app for anime TV shows and gaming platform. Are you tired of annoying ads while watching anime? Bilibili got your back with almost 1,000 plus of anime that is licensed. You can watch your favorite anime in 4K quality without any ads anytime, anywhere. Also, if you are a VTuber looking for a platform to showcase your talent, you can go ahead and be part of Bilibili's B-Star program with fixed salary and generous incentives. You can earn money while building your support base with lots of anime users awaiting for you. Join now! Bilibili, 1 million dreams, 1 community. Pinoy Comics, Pinoy Creators, One Community. Pwede mo nang puntahan ngayon for free, penlab.inc, para sa mga dekalibreng kwento at sining galing exclusively sa imaginations, experiences, and mythologies ng Pinoy. Gusto mo makita kung paano tayo lumikha ng sci-fi, fantasy, comedy, romance, drama, suspense? Punta na sa penlab.inc. Pinoy Comics in one place.
Galing! Nice.
This is why I do podcasting.
Nice, see you.
Ano all na lang po. Oh, anyway, yeah. For the first time in Row 4 Students podcast ng Row 4 Students history, ang guest po ang nag-ending ng sponsorship. So, thank you so much again, Jay, for accepting or for being with us here tonight. And yes, thank you so much this morning pala. Oh my god, I'm so ayan, sabaw for this morning. And sa mga students na alam nyo nag-stay, although yung iba sa inyo tulog na, again, thank you so much everyone. And that is it for tonight. We will see you again next week. Class dismissed. Tulog na, guys. Thank you.
Good job, everyone. Thank you, Sir Jay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Na.
Thanks, stream. Ganoon.
Yay. Pwede na matulog. Yay.
Pwede matulog. Sige,
ayan, inaantok na.
Tomorrow is a Monday.
Medyo matawag na yan. Bakit pala, sir? Ayaw mo matawag na, sir?
Ayoko tumanda. Matanda yung sir.
It sounds old.
Okay. Matulog. Ganda matulog na daw tayo.
Patay na ba, Neko?
Oo.
Kaya pa ba today?
Ay, sige, patayin na, Neko.
Neko, patayin mo na.
Okay.